Hi everyone, welcome to Ask Venus. Today I'm going to tell you about my experience with my boyfriend, whom I call Daddy. Why do I call him Daddy? I call him Daddy because I am a submissive and he is my Daddy / Dom. The Dom sub is an entirely different conversation, which I'll get into at a later time. So, our experience at the ranch. It's not really called the ranch, but a friend I told about it can't remember the real name, so he keeps calling it the ranch. Therefore, I am going to refer to it as the ranch. So, when we arrived, we were greeted by the host and hostess for the evening, a husband and wife team who are regulars and they volunteer to host new people. They are also our go-to people if we have any issues, concerns, or just want to hang out and drink with them. I'm going to call them Don and Phil. Oh, and it's BYOB, so I brought a bottle of wine with me. And I understand that many of these places are BYOB. Don and Phil brought us by the bar first. There was a dance floor, a buffet, the food was okay. I wasn't too impressed by the food. There was a bar, and that was all in one section of the club. I handed my bottle over to the people behind the bar, and they labeled it number 5. So, yeah, it was a slow night. There weren't too many guests there. It was a Friday evening. From what I understand, the Saturday evenings are much busier. Anyway, the next stop was past the front door and to the, I'll call them, quote-unquote, showrooms. The first room they showed us was a room with a bed and a big window for onlookers, not I suppose it could be for onlookers, but anyway. So, they called it the fishbowl because the window is distorted and I guess it makes people look like they're in a fishbowl. They showed us to the other rooms and they were all pretty much the same thing. A bed, a big window for onlookers. Men's and ladies' rooms were on either side of the hallway and each had their own shower. Some of the rooms with the beds in it had curtains you could pull for privacy, others don't. And they also keep a spare set of sheets available so you can clean up after yourselves. Isn't that convenient? Anyway, moving on. They showed us to our room because we were spending the night. So there's a section in the back where there are rooms to actually spend the night and have some privacy. And these rooms lock. And I guess when it's a busy night, some of the rooms also get used for actually sleeping instead of for swinging. It really was a fun experience. I just keep listening. So I put my hair up in pigtails, and then we headed to the dining room to eat. Everyone we met was really nice. I guess when you get a bunch of like-minded individuals in one place, that's just going to happen. I mean, we're talking very, very nice people here. And after we finished eating, we decided to hit the hot tub. Oh, I forgot to tell you about that. It was a while ago, what can I say? Before the room tour, they showed us the downstairs. The downstairs has a huge 20-plus person hot tub and a loft area that also has a playroom with a bed, a sex swing, and yes, there are glory holes in that room. Dawn told me she and her girlfriend were in there a week or two prior, and she said it was funny because all of a sudden these cocks would all be popping through. She's like, it was so funny. They just had a blast with it. So the idea of it did make me laugh, clearly, since I'm sitting here laughing. With the exception of the inside of the glory hole, this was an open space and it overlooked the hot tub. After dinner, we went downstairs to the hot tub. Before that, we got towels. They kept them behind the bar. And then we headed downstairs, towels in hand. And we kissed and stripped, and we got right into the tub. And it felt so amazing. I mean, it's a jacuzzi hot tub. It just felt good just to be in there. But being in there without a bathing suit, it's just an amazing feeling. So Daddy and I love to sit in a regular bathtub together, and this thing is huge. We sat next to each other and kissed and talked and kissed and played and, you know. He sent his hand to my clit and worked his magic. Oh my God, he is amazing with his hands. He's amazing with his tongue. He's amazing with everything. Thinking about it is making me all wet, as a matter of fact. And then he'd kiss me and then watch me squirm in delight, orgasm after orgasm. He loves to keep going and making me go and go and go. I'm going to have to tell you about our airplane ride one of these days. I just thought of that. Somehow we managed to work our way down to the end of the hot tub, and I told him if he wants to sit on the edge, I could blow him. Of course, he obliged. I started licking him and sucking him, and I just love giving head. Occasionally, I'd move my mouth to stroke him. While I was hard at work, I'd look up at him, his eyes occasionally darting around the room. I heard a man's voice say, "Do you mind if I join in?" And Daddy said, "No, thank you." He politely declined. And this man said a little bit within a couple more minutes, "You have one sexy woman there," which was, that was nice to hear. And of course, Daddy thanked him. I was so busy sucking his cock and rubbing it all over my face and watching his face that I never knew and still don't know how many people had gathered to watch us. It was hot and it was a fantasy come true for both of us. When I finished, I sat back down in the tub while Daddy enjoyed his cooler seat sitting on the edge. He had his feet in the water. I just sat next to him. There were a couple of men in the tub with us, one across the way. He's the one who wanted to join in, which I didn't realize till later. And the other one, the other person was Phil, who was sitting closer to the steps of the tub. Another man, fully clothed, was standing in the room near the tub. And I'm going to call him Bert, just for fun. We sat and talked about the dated porn that was playing on the TV. And the conversation then went into the direction of like normal everyday conversation, you know, the weather, computers. I think we were talking about 8-track tapes and cassette tapes at one point. I have no idea how many times Daddy made me come that night. What I do remember is Daddy looking up. Ooh, no, sorry, I skipped a section. So, back to the normal conversation. I do have this written out. I just skipped a paragraph, so my apologies. And I don't have a lot of time and privacy to be able to do this, so bear with me. So we were talking about things like the weather, the radio, and again, like cassette tapes and that kind of thing. You wouldn't think there were four naked people in the room and one clothed. It was a completely normal conversation. Eventually, we moved to the bed in the playroom, just me and Daddy. Daddy went down on me and licked my pussy into oblivion. Bert managed to show up at some point and watched. I have no idea how many times Daddy was had made me come. I mean, he just does that. He sets up shop and just goes to work, and I just end up screaming and squirming, and the man wears me out. It's amazing. So what I do remember is Daddy looking up and being surprised that Bert was standing near the bed and watching us and continued to watch us fuck. At some point, he left. I have no idea when. I was too busy fucking my daddy and just loving every second of it. I told Daddy I really wanted to go back to the room and get some sleep. So off we went. Not far behind was Bert. "Do you mind if I join you?" "No, thank you." Daddy turned him down. And we made it to our room and fucked some more, and we both orgasmed back in the room. I loved that I could let go and be as loud as I wanted. As loud as I need to be. And I screamed. And I scream a lot. We both enjoyed our publicity and our privacy that evening. It was hot, liberating, and it was a ton of fun. I'm looking forward to going back again this summer. It was all over in the morning when we woke. I can't even remember if we fucked or not. We must have. I mean, morning hard on? Of course we're going to fuck. Why not make use of a perfectly good boner? It was so hot having an audience watch us as I sucked Daddy's cock. I loved it. Next time, I want them watching while I ride him, and I want to see people masturbating while watching us, or fucking while watching us, or pleasing each other while watching us. It would just be so hot to see that. If you have any questions, just submit them in the comments. I'd love to hear them. And maybe I'll be able to respond to them on an upcoming Ask Venus. Thank you for listening.